actual concrete examples of possible travel would come really come back to, you know, to placing the body in the world again, and to think about how we experience place and space and time together. So to try and find ways to live in which walking or slower forms of transport by water or by bike or by whatever form of more human scale transport would allow us to interact around the distances those forms of transport can throw up. And I mean, there's obviously no question there's been a huge resurgence in the culture and possibilities of walking and even forms of, you know, secular pilgrimage and so on. And I find that really encouraging, and not just because of the journey that those particular routes offer, but actually what they do for how we reconsider, you know, almost all priorities in life, actually, around distance and proximity and the spaces of things.